the 4P's Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, from geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello, my dear listener. Welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today I'm going to talk to you all about, well, two animals this time. First of all, I'm going to start off with the Chilean rose tarantula. They are known for moving around rocks, sticks, and leaves, and anything else in their tank, which is pretty interesting. They are docile spiders, native to desert scrub habitats in South America. Another interesting fact is they grow up to 3 to 4 inches in length, and the overall color is brown to black with rose-hued hair on the hard shell upper body. First of all, how are you going to house them? Well, for their housing, they're going to need a glass terrarium of at least 300 by 300 by 300 millimeters. It's important that the terrarium is glass, as glass is great at allowing heat to escape, ensuring that the enclosure stays cool enough. Other enclosures, such as wooden vivariums, are far too efficient at retaining heat. So you don't want to fry your tarantula. Heating. Tarantulas require a near constant ambient air temperature of 70 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. You can achieve this by sticking a heat mat on one side of the glass enclosure. This heat mat is regulated using a thermostat to make sure the temperature stays constant. As the glass is only being heated on one side, this also creates a small temperature gradient within the enclosure, allowing the tarantula to warm itself up or move away to cool down. As for their diet, tarantulas are carnivorous, consisting their main diet of insects. Good thing to feed your Chilean rose would be brown crickets, as they are high in protein and relatively easy to digest. As for the substrate, you're probably going to want a soil mix that's damp in order to raise humidity, and you're going to want to provide at least 2 inches of substrate because tarantulas love to burrow. Now, when it comes to tarantulas, there is something to note. Not only can they bite, but they also have urticating hairs, and these hairs, they basically think of like a porcupine, for example. They can shoot their quills out from behind them in order to stick them into an aggressor's face, for example. Most tarantulas have that same type of defense mechanism. These hairs, they can be kicked back by the tarantula and can be embedded into your skin. They are venomous, but just like their bite, it's not going to cause much trouble at all. Chilean roses are probably about the same toxicity in their venom as a bee sting. So there's nothing to worry about when it comes to Chilean roses. You're not going to die if you get bitten. It is noteworthy to point out that you should avoid putting a tarantula near your face. Say, for example, you are holding a tarantula up to your face. If it decided it wanted to kick one of those hairs into your eyes, it's not going to be nice. So it's best to avoid that type of contact. That's really it, really, for the tarantulas. They are very low maintenance. It's why they're so commonly distributed and kept in the exotic trade. They're a fantastic beginner pet, so if you've got some spare space and money lying around, you know, they're not going to be costly or anything. And of course, the terrarium is pretty small. But if you have a little shelf space and you want an eight-legged friend in your life, then go ahead and pick one up, as long as you can provide the right care. Next animal I'd like to talk about, these are both arachnids. However, this type of arachnid is neither a spider nor scorpion. It is in fact the tailless whip scorpion. Now, contrary to their name, these are of course not scorpions, but are in fact a separate order of arachnids called amblypygids. You can identify the tailless whip scorpion for their long whip-like front legs and brownish coloration. This species is not a member of the scorpion family, again, but resemble a cross between a scorpion and a spider. So if you're an arachnophobe, probably your worst nightmare. Very, very similar to the tarantula's care requirements. They are going to need a slightly bigger terrarium, 300 by 300 by 450 millimeters, as they do have a much larger leg span. Ambient air temperature again is going to be 70 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, and again is going to be best achieved by putting a heat mat on one side of the glass. Housing is of course again going to be glass, because it helps not keep too much heat in so you don't fry your whip scorpion. They are carnivorous and you're basically feeding them the same thing, brown crickets, because again they are high in protein, easy to digest. Substrate is going to be soil mix again. It's going to be damp to raise humidity levels, and you are probably going to want to provide 2 inches of substrate again just to give it the opportunity to burrow. Other than that, that's really all you need to know about the tailless whip scorpion. They are basically the same as keeping tarantulas, minus of course the slightly larger terrarium size. And one more thing, tailless whip scorpions again are completely harmless. I don't think they're even venomous, so you have nothing to worry about if you are bitten by a tailless whip scorpion. They can pinch you with their little pincers, but it's nothing. It's not gonna make you bleed or anything, so you should be alright. They are fairly docile, I'd say, as long as you don't provoke them too much. But that's the same with basically every animal. Thank you all for visiting my exotic emporium. Hope you've learned a little something today, and I'll see you next time. Have a fantastic day.